This is Dr. Omoto dictating a follow-up. Please use the follow-up template. Patient last name is Leasau, L-E-A, Esagenciali, A-U. First name is Carol, C-A-R-O-L. Date of birth is October 1, 1961. Date of service is February 21, 2024. Referring provider is Michael Alper, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, space A-L-P-E-R-M-D. Next line, 1133 East Stanley Boulevard, number 203. Next, Livermore, California, 94550. Chief complaint, follow-up on rheumatoid arthritis. Subjective, this is a 62-year-old Caucasian female's history of rheumatoid arthritis, comma, suspected Felty's syndrome with low white blood cell count and platelet count. Here for telephone follow-up, period. Next paragraph. The last appointment was at the end of November, and she was suffering from a complication from an infection, period. She has been off of immunosuppressive anti-rheumatic medications due to repeated serious infection, period. She has been depending on prednisone only, but she wanted to try vitamin while she is not allowed to take any anti-rheumatic immunosuppressive drugs, period. She was taking multiple vitamins, including vitamin D, comma, vitamin C, comma, selenium, comma, potassium, comma, vitamin B12, and the most recent blood test she did on February 12, comma, her potassium was elevated at 5.8, so she has stopped taking the supplements, period. She has been on prednisone 20 milligrams per day for the last 2 months or so, but at one time she tried to take prednisone up at 50 milligrams per day, but she did not tolerate the wean down of the dose, period. She states that she generally wake up in the middle of the night at 3:30 with a shoulder and low back pain, and that's when she takes the prednisone, period. And then the next dose would be around the same time at 3:30 in the morning, period. She does not have trouble going back to sleep after she takes prednisone at 3 a.m., period. Next. She's also under the care of Dr. Kaur, K-A-U-R, comma, for her diabetes and hypothyroidism, period. Past medical history, rheumatoid arthritis, next, leukopenia, comma, thrombocytopenia, comma, likely Felty syndrome associated with rheumatoid arthritis, next, hypertension, next, coronary artery disease, comma, status post-stent placement, next, hypothyroidism, next, osteoarthritis. Current medication, prednisone 20 milligrams per day. Next, irbesartan, I-R-B-E-S-A-R-T-A-N. Next, metoprolol. Next, aspirin. Next, insulin. Next, repaglinide, R-E-P-A-G-L-I-N-I-D-E. Next, radio system per template. Please change the joint to per subjective. Objective, just state of general. Patient is alert-oriented and not in acute distress. Diagnostic dated February 12, 2024. Her CBC shows normal white blood cell count at 4.1, comma, normal platelet count at 175, comma, HNH of 12.1/39.3, which is an improvement from prior counts, period. Comprehensive metabolic shows potassium level 5.8. and a glucose of 266. Kidney functions are okay, comma, liver function tests are okay, period. Fed rate is 103, comma, C-reactive protein is 46. In November, they were 120 and 54. Impression number one, rheumatoid arthritis, comma, currently only on prednisone due to recent history of severe infection which caused hospitalization, period. She wanted to try vitamin therapy, but unfortunately caused her to have hyperkalemia, period. And with the vitamin alone, comma, she is not able to wean down prednisone dose any lower than the 20 milligram per day period. Next, history of leukopenia and thrombocytopenia period. Leukopenia originally started when she took Xeljanz period. Explanation number one, I notified the patient of the laboratory results period. As she has recovered from the infection, comma, and persistently elevated inflammatory parameter of C-reactive and C-reactive protein, comma, it is time to add anti-rheumatic medication period. My choice would be Plaquenil, which is less potent medication than biologics that she was previously taking, comma, but less immunosuppression side effects period. But if this fails, comma, I had also mentioned her, the next biologic I would like her to try would be Orencia, O-R-E-N-C-I-A, which is a T-cell target rather than TNF-alpha target that she has previously tried, period. Next, I would start with the Plaquenil while she continued with the prednisone, period. Plaquenil 400 milligram per day can take up to 6 to 8 weeks before it will start showing positive efficacy, comma. Therefore, I would ask her to do another blood work in about 6 to 8 weeks. But if she feels better, comma, she may wean down prednisone by 2.5 milligram to 5 milligram as tolerated, period. I will follow her up after the blood work period. This is the invitation.